Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Remember when we were growing up, Super Don, we'd actually have to look stuff up or go to the library? Remember those days? It was work. You had to open books. You had to find the books.
Had to write a book. You had to whip out the encyclopedia. You had to go to the library. You use the Dewey Decimal System.
Yeah. Right? Dude, I mean, how outrageous. Now you just pick up a phone and you go, oh, there's the answer. All right. Yep. Super Don has provided us, because right now we're dealing with the mystery of the loss, the passing of Brandy Vaughn. We have Jeffrey Jackson scheduled only in just a moment. And we ended the last hour on a mystery in India, in a specific town, where 200 people were sickened, a number of people have died. And we were speculating. And apparently in India, they let the toxicologist out and do their job, to do their job, and they did. We now have an answer to a question we didn't have just a few minutes ago. Here it is. Heavy metal content in the water is what caused the mysterious disease in Andhra Pradesh, Eluru. Lead and nickel content in drinking water and milk was primarily established as the root cause of the mysterious disease in Eluru City, which so far has claimed one life and left over 500 people sick. Now, what does this say? It says the law of the terrain. It says that these people didn't die of mysterious virus or a bacterial infection, dengue, or, you know, any number of things that are common, you think, in third world areas of the world. That heavy metals play a huge role, as we've been talking about here for many years, including with Dr. Rashid Bittar. You know, doing advanced medicine. We always talk about remove the heavy metals, get rid of the mercury, put the minerals back in. The heavy metals. And here we go again. And that's why we bring up vaccination. A lot of them contain heavy metals, mercury, aluminum, etc. And we're dealing with another round of shots around the world. What do they contain? Some of it's still in question. Some of it we know. And joining us now to answer some of those questions and more, Jeffrey Jackson, reporting to us live as he does each and every week on the High Wire with Del Bigtree. And Jeffrey, welcome back, my friend. It's a bit of a melancholy day, though, learning about the loss of our friend Brandy Vaughn just before we went to air.
Yeah, that's just really sad news. You know, like you said, more questions than answers at this point. But it's really shocking to hear. And this, you know, this movement has lost, you know, one of the really forefront pioneers of the early days. You know, she kind of introduced me to speaking in public. It was in Oregon, Bend, Oregon. And it was an event put on by Pangea Chiropractic. And it was one of my friends, Andrew Torchio, and his wife. They have a great chiropractic practice there. And they brought Brandy in, and they knew I was a writer. So I spoke as well at that event. And it was funny because that was the first time I ever spoke, and I wasn't as confident as, you know, a lot of other speakers are. And I was kind of dancing around the topic of, I personally am not anti-vaccine. I'm not going to take a vaccine, but I'm not anti-vaccine. And remember, Brandy grabbed the mic and said, hell yeah, I'm anti-vaccine.
Right. Brandy didn't beat around the bush on this.
No, she didn't.
Straightforward. I appreciated that about her. You know, it's not necessarily, from a, you know, strategically, we've talked about some people do not come out and say the things that Brandy does with the force and direction that she does. And there may be a purpose for that. And I don't want to judge people who don't say it. But there are people that critique those of us or those who don't say it that directly. But I respect her immensely for not cowering for a second on any of the things that she discovered. She went out, she believed with all of her being what she said, what she presented. And she presented data to back it up, too.
Yeah, yeah, and definitely not timid at all. And that was kind of my jolt to thinking, wow, maybe I'm a little soft on this because I'm not really speaking what I believe. And I'm trying to sugarcoat a little bit, but people need to hear the truth. And that's what she did. And it's just such a great loss. Really sad day today.
Yeah, so if that could be part of her legacy, what you just said, Jeffrey, is so profound. The willingness to be direct and speak forthright, candidly, about what you believe. And then, of course, back it up, right? And she was willing to do that. And it's a great loss for us here and the family of those who love liberty, health, freedom. And she will be missed, a real warrior for getting this word out. And again, fundamentally, we're still all about choice. You know, if you believe still, despite everything we present to you, that you want to have one of those things, I'm not going to violently stop you from doing it. We're going to try and persuade you intellectually or through other means to consider what we're bringing together. And that's what I think good reporting is all about. And Jeffrey, you came on the scene some years ago, too. It's like, who is this guy, Jeffrey Jackson? And you've been rocking the health world with great reporting, great investigations, and continuing to present with the High Wire. And, of course, you have your own website as well. At jeffreyjackson.com, and we have it linked up here in the show notes at robertscottbell.com today, and we could take you to some of those articles we're going to cover today as well together. Here's the general front page I'm just showing everybody right now. As a journalist, researcher, and writer, Jeffrey does amazing work, excuse me, with some featured stories. Today I opened talking about the United Kingdom over at the High Wire. You have this as well, bracing for Pfizer's experimental shot. And, you know, I said they're targeting 91-year-old people. Why can't they leave the old people alone, Jeffrey?
Yeah, and that's really the word of the day. It's still an experimental shot. And there's so many questions with this thing. And, you know, we and so many other people have spoke about this. This thing was done in the full view of the public. And this is something, when I say this thing, these trials, phase one through all the way, now we're in phase four marketing, post-marketing. And that's something the vaccine manufacturers and the scientific community, I'm sorry, but they're not used to that stuff. They're used to doing things behind closed doors and then coming out and telling us how great it was. And essentially that's what happened this time too, because a lot of the data we had along the way are from press releases from the company. And, you know how that goes. You know, trust but verify, and mm-hmm. these companies will make some money from this stuff, and they put themselves ahead of the pack when they bring these vaccines out. So obviously it behooves them to have great press releases. So this experimental shot, the article I wrote, UK braces for Pfizer's experimental shot, I just threw in a kind of a hodgepodge of so many questions still about what's going on here. Switzerland came out, and this was a couple other articles quoted this as well, but Switzerland came out and said, look, I don't know how the UK approved this thing so fast. We don't even have all the data from Pfizer. Mm-hmm. We don't have the full safety profile, the efficacy profile. So it appeared there were shenanigans going on there. I didn't hear any more reporting about that. But Switzerland's Swiss Medic was their regulatory agency. It came out and just bluntly put it out there and said, I don't know what's going on, but we're still trying to get the info from Pfizer. So I'm not sure how they did this. And it's speculated that it was unlimited data. Duh. Yeah. So one of the issues that came out was kind of the vaccine insert or the information for the frontline health workers for this vaccine for the UK. And in that, I put it in my article. Here's the statements right from there. This is from Pfizer and from the data they have currently. It's unknown whether COVID-19, their mRNA vaccine, has any impact on fertility. So that's, you're still in experimental phase with that when you're taking this vaccine. Animal studies into potential toxicity to reproduction and development have not been completed, so you're still in experimental phase for that. There was a lot of headaches, a lot of fatigue in the shots, and it's unknown if you mix it with any other medical products, which, you know, pretty much like any other mm-hmm. pill or vaccine you're going to take. You know, when you start mixing these things, there's not a lot, if any, studies showing that this stuff is okay to mix with a bunch of other meds. But then you had Dr. Wolfgang Wodarg and Michael Yeadon come out and say they had a legal petition to the European Medicines Agency, the EMA, and they said all of these vaccine trials should stop because there's a lot of questions that need to be answered. Mainly is the the endpoint, the primary endpoint for these trials that stop them and move them into the FDA's hands and the UK's hands and the EMA's hands was basically a mild symptom and a positive PCR test. And these two doctors put a legal action forward and said there needs to be a stay or a halt on these tests because these PCR tests are shown to be completely unreliable. And there's still a lot of safety issues as well. So the fact that they're rolling this thing out in the UK, as we speak, is so concerning. And I saw Trump just before we went on air here. I saw Trump just concluded his speech about the vaccine Operation Warp Speed here in America. Mm-hmm. They're expected on Thursday. The VRBPAC meeting is going to be convening, and the FDA is going to take probably the nod from them. These are vaccine, we'll call them experts. That could be a whole other show on this, mm-hmm. on who comprises that. But yeah. It looks like maybe Thursday or Friday, the FDA may make a decision here on Pfizer's vaccine.
Well, and this despite some of the things you mentioned, there's lawsuits and pushbacks here. Sinhang Lee has forwarded one in America, and there's a whole group in Europe that has done so. And based on the fraud of the PCR test, which is what we've been leading on all calendar year, right from the word go, when we learned PCR was the defining test to determine infectivity, transmissibility, on and on, we knew we had a scamdemic on our hands, yeah. Even though we weren't sure about what was really going on. I knew from covering this for years and years ago. The PCR test was not a proper test to determine cause of infection, acute or chronic. And now, this is interesting. Yesterday, I opened the whole first half hour of the show. I talked about Governor DeSantis in Florida apparently demanding that all PCR tests for COVID come with cycle threshold information. In other words, how many cycles of amplification were run. And I'm looking, and Superdon's looking, and like, can't find any mainstream media coverage of this.
Yep.
And not enough even new media coverage of this. That's like the news of the year. Suddenly you call into question the entire basis for the pandemic that they call it. There's so many things. The wheels, I believe, are truly coming off. And this is why they ignored DeSantis's order and not reporting on it at all.
Right. Yeah, I got hats off to you. Hats off to John Rappaport and to all of you combined. Dr. Andrew Kaufman was out front of this as well. And this is the story now. This is the big story. And separately to this, there was 22 well-respected international doctors, scientists, researchers mm-hmm. that did an external peer review of what was called, what's known as the Drazen paper. Christian Drazen, he's a German virologist. He's the one that created, so to speak, the protocol and the test for this COVID-19. So that came out in January. It was immediately picked up by the WHO as the test and disseminated throughout the world.
By the way, how long did it take them to identify and adopt it?
Very, very quickly. 24 hours is what I said.
24 hours!
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
That was Eurosurveillance, so it was immediately published in Eurosurveillance as a journal epidemiology.
How do you peer review in 24 hours?
Right, exactly, and hence the need for the external peer review, yeah. And that's what happened, and this thing does not pull any punches. It's a little scientific for people, but it's really worth reading, and at the end of it, there's basically a conclusion of the 10 things that are wrong with this test, and they called the conclusion was the test. Because of all the 10 things that they pointed out, these 22 doctors in the external peer review, they said the test is, quote, useless. That's the PCR test that's being used throughout the world right now and in the vaccine tests. It's useless. And this is not a surprise to people listening right now, your audience or yourself. But that's mainstream news now, that these PCR tests by these doctors, they're showing this thing is useless. They said, and there's a quote I have here, I've been telling a lot of people this quote, and this is from the paper, because they ask, well, how bad are these PCR tests? Because I'm going to get my test right now. So this is the quote from the paper. If someone is tested by PCR as positive when a threshold of 35 cycles or higher is used, as is the case in most laboratories in Europe and U.S., the probability that said person is actually infected is less than 3%. The probability that said result is a false positive is 97%. Hence the uselessness of this thing. So we're at a big crossroads here in Florida, kind of called the checkmate and really forced this issue. So I'm very excited about DeSantis. I'm going to be keeping an eye on that, probably reporting on it this Thursday on the high wire. Really interesting stuff going on right now, because now it's mainstream.
Yeah, exactly. And this is, you know, the point. We had a great interview with James Lyons-Weiler on Friday, Dr. Jack, right? And we talked about the faultiness of the PCR. He says he acknowledged that, but he also claimed that there's a different way to do it and that the virus has definitely been isolated. I said, all right, I can give you that for a moment. I don't know if I agree 100%, but I'm willing to engage in the discussion. I changed a little bit on the, remember the correlation is not causation statement? They always throw it with us. If we see a vaccinated child be injured within, oh, it's just correlation. And I say this, isolation is not causation. Even if you were to convince me that they've actually isolated one unique virus that supposedly is responsible for killing X number of people in this COVID crazy year, I want more proof than, well, we've isolated it, and therefore we can run the PCR test better because we actually have the whole sequence. It's like, but it doesn't change the fact that the test is not an appropriate technology to identify rapidly replicating viruses in vivo, in a body. Right. It doesn't do that.
Right. And that's exactly what this paper says with these 22 doctors reviewing this thing. They said that the test cannot discriminate between the virus or the viral fragments. Mm-hmm. They can't tell if it's other coronaviruses. They can't. It's not been validated. The PCR products haven't been validated at a molecular level. And there's no standard operating procedure. So it's all over the board to how this thing's going.
Well, and this is why, Jeffrey, I feel like I've been a lone voice in the wilderness for a lot of years. I know there's a few of us that have been talking about this, but whole concept of viral load tests, and we're going back to whole HIV claims or hepatitis C claims. They're using the same faulty technology to claim that we have a load of X, whatever, Y, Z, and they never can differentiate between what we call actively replicating viral proteins versus just cellular debris or viral debris proteins that sequence that are just part of what happens and neutralized and then is eventually moved out of the body. So that's why I say the things that I've said, it's not new. It's just they're trying to portray it as new because nobody's really investigated it. They didn't have an interest in it until they said everybody's going to die. Now everybody's interested, and we're finally coming out with the real truth here.
Right. And so where does this go? Because this leads a lot of it's a rhetorical question because I don't know the answer to it. I'm acting like I may have some ideas, but where does it go? The shots, the experimental vaccines from Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, they're all using these PCR endpoints as a positive test for the primary endpoints for these vaccine trials. And then we have mass testing. It's showing cases are on the rise. We're being told second wave. We're being told Christmas isn't going to happen by Fauci. Surprise, surprise. But this is really all based on a faulty backbone of that PCR test integrity, which is not there. It's a ghost. It's an apparition. So where do we go with this? We keep hammering it out there. We keep talking about it. And I don't know. I'm not going to hold my breath, but maybe the U.S. will wait a little longer to roll this vaccine out. Maybe they'll wait another couple of weeks. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, we don't know. I mean, there are a lot of competing interests here, and we've speculated all along, of Trump's why. Why did he do Warp Speed? And then I have to remember that, unfortunately, still perhaps the vast majority of Americans really believe in vaccines as sort of sacrament in some way. And to come out as a president against developing something like that would have been perhaps the end of any hope of getting a second term. You know, we're not even getting into the controversy of I believe it was completely a fraudulent scam in those swing states that Biden won. I don't believe he won.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Thousands of people gathered in Washington, D.C. and Washington State on Saturday for rallies supporting President Donald Trump and efforts to stop the steal. The president's recently pardoned National Security Advisor Michael Flynn spoke to the crowd.
The courts do not decide who the next president of the United States of America will be. We the people decide.
Fights broke out between both sides after sundown. Four people were stabbed and 24 arrested in D.C. Two heavily armed groups gathered near the Washington State Capitol in Olympia. One person was shot and another arrested. The president was dealt another legal blow on Saturday as a federal judge rejected a lawsuit in Wisconsin. U.S. District Judge Brett Ludwig said the president's arguments fail as a matter of law and fact. The Electoral College meets Monday to formally elect Joe Biden as the 46th president. USA Radio News. Country music legend Charlie Pride has passed away.
The Country Music Hall of Famer became the first black artist to become a member of the Hall and scored 30 number one singles in his 50-plus year career.
You've got to kiss an angel good morning.
Kiss an Angel Good Morning became his biggest song in 1971 and was his only single to chart on the Billboard Hot 100. Pride won several Grammy Awards and was given a Lifetime Achievement Award by the Country Music Association this past November. He performed his final concert at that award show last month. In his early years, Pride served in the Army and pursued a baseball career for several seasons before committing to music. According to his website, Pride died Saturday of complications from COVID-19. He was 86. From the USA Radio News, Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Country Music Association said Pride tested negative multiple times after its November 11th show. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So we could argue strategically he had to do this, some would say. At the same time, because I would say Trump does know about vaccine dangers, it's not that that's even speculation. He does. He's been on the record about it. So why the push? Could it be, you know, some people ascribe supernatural powers to Trump, too, and say, well, he planned this all along. I don't know. I mean, it's pretty cool if he could do that. He's an intuitive guy. But I don't know the answer to that. But it could end up being that. This destroys a lot of the faith in vaccines. We never, other than us, really talk about all the vaccine danger stuff, and now it's mainstream news every day. Vaccine hesitancy on the rise from people that never did anything but call us names.
Right. Yeah, and that's another story I'll be doing this Thursday, is just the long list of people, respected people in our society, doctors, firefighters, nurses, they're now being reframed. So before they were heroes, and now they are vaccine hesitant public health threats. Mm-hmm. The media has been slow to call them anti-vaxxers, but they are really leaning that way. They did it in the UK. They called NHS health workers anti-vaxxers for questioning the vaccine and wanting basically a choice. But they're really backed off that because I think it backfired. I wrote an article about that. I don't know if you want to get into that right now, but that's really the thing. That's my main focus right now is to pay attention to this narrative. It's happening in real time, and the media is tiptoeing kind of two steps forward, one step back to see how far they can get away with this because they have a real problem on their hands. They have frontline health workers who can read the data, who can, you know, that's their excuse is parents can't make the choice for themselves because you're not a doctor, you're not a scientist. Well, these people are doctors and scientists, and they're saying we don't want it. At least half, more than half in some surveys, they're saying we're not taking the shot. So they started to frame them and kind of say the same thing they've been saying about us and parents of vaccine-injured children saying, like, you're an anti-vaxxer because you don't want these shots in perpetuity forever to go to school for your kids to go to school. But when these doctors are pushing back now, they can't do that because they have to rely on them. And if they lose that front line, they're done with. And in my article, it was really interesting that this was a problem. We'll call it vaccine hesitancy. I don't like to use their terminology, but we will here because it fits. In 2019, December 2019, you covered this, the Highwire covered this, there was a closed-door meeting in World Health Organization. It was called the Global Vaccine Safety Summit. Mm-hmm. And a woman named Heidi Larson, she kind of is the tab keeper on vaccine hesitancy, and she was looking at the numbers, and she said that there's a huge problem that they have, that she called it a, quote, wobbly front line of health professionals that are starting to question the safety of vaccines. That was before the world really knew of COVID, COVID-19. So now here we go. We have a terribly, terribly tested experimental vaccine that's been rushed into emergency use authorization. And these people are continuing that vaccine hesitancy. It's still playing out, if not even more at
Jeffrey,
this point.
We have them right where we want them. Like we plotted to this for this to happen. The irony is just dripping, right? These are the folks that attack us for critical thinking about what do we want injected into our bodies? Are there any issues there that are not? Do we just trust the government, right? Or the people behind it that have bought influence in it. And now suddenly more and more because of this rush, and there you can go, well, did Trump know that by doing warp speed, he would actually increase exponentially the amount of people that are questioning vaccine safety that they never questioned it before? I don't know, but if it was, he's more than brilliant. But the fact of the matter is, it's what's happening.
Right.
The frontline workers, the doctors themselves wobbling on as this woman. Yeah, I remember covering it and we're reporting on more and more people that now looking at us and going, maybe they were onto something.
Right.
They're not as crazy I was told to believe that they were.
And if you're a frontline health worker who maybe, you know, I hear a lot of in talking to doctors and nurses over the years, I'm not going to paint them with a broad brush, but they tell me that, well, the CDC and the NIH and HHS, and they disseminate the info that is important. So if it's not coming across my desk, so to speak, from them, then, you know, they would tell me if something was wrong. So what they're seeing is well, this vaccine's being, you know, sped through, everything looks great, 95% efficacy, oh my gosh. But then all of a sudden you start seeing some narrative reversal, the headlines. You start seeing, well, it won't feel wonderful. It may require taking a day off work for the second shot. They're not a walk in the park was another headline. You may have a day-long exhaustion, fever, headaches, but it's worth it. And I saw one that said something like shut up and take an aspirin or something, or suck it up and take an aspirin. So you're seeing these frontline health workers that, you know, someone that really does want to get this shot, they start seeing these headlines and go, wait a minute, I thought this thing was safe. What the heck? And then when you look at the data, the safety is not there. And obviously the safety has not been looked at for a very long time because it just came out. So, you know, we're going to know on Thursday what's going to happen when this moves forward. But what happened this morning, I saw this was out of The Guardian. So the UK just like the United States, complements of the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices have lined up frontline healthcare workers and the elderly in long-term care homes. Well, all of a sudden, there is complete reversal. Headline from the Guardian this morning, NHS staff no longer, as National Health Service staff, no longer at front of queue for COVID vaccine after rethink. Mm-hmm. Well, how about that? I guess we're having a little bit of a rethink in the UK. Now, they go into the article and they give what I think is some canned excuse, but I think they saw the writing on the wall, and this thing was going to be a PR nightmare. Imagine this. You had frontline healthcare workers come out, America's frontline doctors, and talk mm-hmm. about hydroxychloroquine.
Mm-hmm.
They had to censor that.
Oh, yeah, big time. Remember, if they have a treatment that's accepted within the medical realm, then there's no basis for an emergency use authorization. They can wait the 10 or 15 years to develop it like they do most vaccines, taking that time frame. By the way, there was an article, an op-ed piece, I believe, this was at thecritic.co.uk last week. We covered the COVID physician's true coronavirus timeline. And this was an NHS physician in England. And he says, my experience is no one but the government and mainstream media are sharing apocalyptic COVID-19 death experiences with me. In other words, a doctor on the front lines going, I wouldn't even know there was anything going on other than normal, except that that was everywhere in the news. He's like, he's seeing it, but he's not seeing it. It's not there. And he goes on and on and on and talks about this. And it's like, this is the kind of stuff that should be front and center. We need to ask doctors. But we've seen in this calendar year here in the United States when we had physicians come out. Remember those two ER physicians in Bakersfield, California area said, well, we're not seeing a big problem here, and on it goes. It's like suddenly they were attacked viciously. Or the frontline doctors, when they went to the Supreme Court, you know, on the steps and announced what they had, successful treatments. Attack, attack, attack. But they can't contain the fact that these doctors and nurses and frontline themselves are seeing it, and the more they rush this out, even they, who normally just went, well, we'll just do what we're told, are going, now, that was acknowledged, as you said, at the WHO meeting. They're wobbly. They're wobbly.
And that narrative is still being battled. The HCQ narrative is still being battled. The doctors mm-hmm. are still pushing for this thing and saying, I'm using it, and it's working. Dr. Zelenko, mm-hmm. there's James Todaro. He's one of the American frontline doctors that was on the press release there. But that's still being – and that's just for a medication to save lives. What happens when this shot goes into – millions of healthcare workers, and the side effects start popping up.
And they fall over. Yeah, exactly. Who's going to then? I've said it for years. They're going to eventually go to the Walmart checkout clerks.
And I'm not saying there's going to be millions of healthcare workers with mm-hmm. adverse reactions, but they're going to start talking. And this isn't like, you know, with all due respect, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, this isn't like parents that are – you know, not quite in the media where the media can neutralize them kind of one by one, or if there's groups that pop up, then they just label them anti-vaxxers and off they go. These are the frontline workers have the media. They're the media darlings.
Right.
They have the media's every media person who's worth their salt has at least 5 to 10 of these people on speed dial to get mm-hmm. stories. So when this thing starts going into arms, and things start happening, these stories will get out. Mm-hmm. I don't care how much Mark Zuckerberg
tries to censor us and deplatform us. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. At that point, your frontline heroes and darlings are now questioning, just like we said. I think about what's happening here, and it's really unprecedented. They've lost control, as we say, of the narrative. The point is they had the control, and in this, they risked losing it because they were so desperate to rush something into play. I believe, again, a bigger nefarious scheme in terms of global governance, socialism, communism, collectivism, etc. We tied it in and discussed the Great Reset. I think you guys on Highwire have also acknowledged that. And, you know, we're at the point where it's uncontained. You can try and censor all you want. The more you do, the worse it's going to be for those so-called powers that used to control everything about the belief systems of the people that were just blindly watching, observing, consuming what was coming out of the mainstream media. Yes, they still have some element of control over the narrative or our reality, but they're losing the grip the more this becomes obvious. So, Jeffrey, I was going to ask you about this PR stunt that they proposed that we'll get, like, it was Clinton and Obama and Bush. And they're going to go, we'll get the COVID shot just live. Everybody can watch us to prove that it's safe. It's like, dude, on what level does three presidents engaged in a PR stunt prove anything? I mean, how do we know that it's not going to be a saline injection? Seriously.
We don't. And we've seen so many botched PR stunts like that, from needles not going in arms, you name it, from across the world in the past. We've reported on those. I mean, I can't speak for the rest of them. I mean, the media must be somewhat tone deaf to think that those presidents, I mean, I guess it's trying to pull on that fabric of patriotism. However, those may not be the three presidents, you know, that's arguable that they were the most patriotic presidents. I can say, though, that Barack Obama, when the Flint water crisis was happening, he waltzed in there and drank some water as a PR stunt that backfired on him, when a lot of the residents still hadn't had their water was shut off because it was still toxic. He was telling them it was good to drink, and that thing went sour really fast. So I don't know. They don't seem to be too, they seem to be tone deaf. That's my point on that one. Mm-hmm. I think that would, you know, it may come and go, and they may do it, they may not do it. But I think that's a, We probably should have thought it coming.
It's set up for another PR disaster, obviously. They don't learn at this point. And you know, I've said so often, as did Super Don, he's like, you know, if they had just left this alone, like all of us, quote-unquote, anti-vaxxers, and not made it a global phenomenon, most of these people had never heard of it.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Even though that's a very high ideal to forgive those who should have known better, or if they actually engaged consciously in it, but at a certain point, those who are just going along, as we talked about being good Germans or whatever, because we're polite people, we're nice people, and we contributed to the demise of so many because we were trying to be nice and get along. We didn't want to upset anybody. We didn't want to frighten somebody because we refuse to wear a mask because they're afraid, so we should wear a mask because they're afraid. And again, Super Don and I have talked about the compassion we have for relatives, loved ones, or friends who are really afraid, and you sometimes put it on to make them feel better. But there is a point at which we are not helping them. We're certainly not helping us in our community at large, and our nation much less, which I think this plays into the role of destroy the economy. You destroy the nation without firing a shot other than the shot from, you know, for COVID.
Right. And, you know, one of the first articles I wrote, this was for William Thompson at the CDC when that all kind of broke. One of the first articles I wrote was titled, "Doctors and Nurses, You Are the Vaccine Tipping Point." And I really believe it's come around. I just thought of this right now as we're talking, but I really do believe it's come around full circle. Once again, doctors and nurses, you are the vaccine tipping point. The frontline healthcare workers could really put a wrench in this thing. And I do believe, I can't make promises, but I do believe from what I've seen that in the U.S. here, we're going to see a big shy away to publicizing the frontline healthcare workers taking these shots. Maybe that's why the three presidents had to step up there for damage control. We're going to see it in the elderly communities, low-income communities, as Scott Gottlieb calls it. But I don't think these frontline doctors are going to be frontline and center taking these shots by the millions.
You're right. That's what they can't account for, even though they acknowledge that it's happening, the rebellion from within. You know, for too long, it's been us on the outside and occasionally someone from the inside, right? Very isolated incidences they could contain or attack. They could Wakefield, right? Yeah. And we're seeing now the attacks on Paul Thomas, who's going to be on the show tomorrow. Do you have Paul Thomas scheduled? I know he's been on the high wire before.
We do. Okay, so we'll have him on our show right after you.
Fantastic, because we need to get the word out. A lot of folks don't know about this story and will be shocked to learn simply for supplying data for a peer-reviewed published article with results that are not at all liked by the establishment, the elite controllers of the pharmaceutical realm, that they would claim that this doctor is dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
He did nothing that would be harmful to a patient. In fact, the opposite. probably one of the few pediatricians I would ever consider consulting with, because I'm not a big fan of most of them with the vaccine issue, as we see. Yeah. So I'm glad to hear that as well. So what else are you working on this week as we're wrapping up? Great appearance by you, Jeffrey. Appreciate you so much, all your work and all your investigation with the Highwire and Dell. It's amazing.
Yeah, likewise. I always appreciate coming here with you guys when I get time. And, you know, we have a long history. It's always been fun showing up here. We've really talked about a lot of stories, broke a lot of stories. I'm just going to be reporting this Thursday on the pushback. We're seeing people not agreeing and adhering to contact tracing. We're seeing restaurants staying open despite government orders to close. We're seeing a lot of people kind of bucking the system, and doctors and nurses as well, not wanting to take this shot and kind of having to be ushered off stage when the spotlight was on them. They now get the hook off the stage. And then I'll be monitoring in real time the VRBPAC meeting. That's the meeting that.
Excellent. Yes.
We'll
report on that as soon as we get info from you, and appreciate all that you're doing to get that out. Also, we opened today a little bit after the Brandy Vaughn announcement, which is, you know, again, we dedicate the show today to Brandy and her memory, and her warrior spirit will live on. But one of the things that was astonishing to have governors like Cuomo pushing back on the feds today, because the feds are saying, we want to collect data for everybody that gets the vaccine. We want their name, their day, all of that. And I'm like, you're telling me now you're worried that the federal government might misuse the data? Where were you when the Real ID Act of 2005 was marching through each state? Were you not concerned, which it does the exact same thing, you know,
right. And
worse? So I point that out as hypocrisy among the governors, both Democrat and Republican for the most part. They're not rooting their arguments on principle, but political expedience and convenience to win their base. But Jeffrey, again, as I say, you know, you dig deep, find the facts where they lead you and report on them. And we appreciate it so much.
Yeah, thank you so much, and glad to be with you and Don, and see you till next time. It seems like every week is a year goes by with all the information here. So I think this next week is going to be one of the most important weeks in modern American history. We have the president on the 14th with the Electoral College, and then we have this vaccine rollout possibly Thursday with the green light. So
we'll cover it. Yeah, we'll cover it. And by the way, we're going to take a quick break here. The feed will be cut, and we'll be rejoining and doing a little bonus time, acknowledging what's going on out there for all y'all, your concerns or any Brandy Vaughn updates. We'll do it. Jeffrey Jackson, thanks for being here. God's honest truth, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.